present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities all of these oddities.
Hey, hey there, podcasters. Welcome to a Friday edition of Random Oddities. Today we're going to be talking about bees. Yes, those little yellow and black buzzy little creatures that usually end up scaring the shit out of most people. Now, bees have long played an important role in rural superstition where they're considered wise creatures with a special knowledge of the future. Tradition says they originated in paradise and are known as the little servants of God, so it is very unlucky to kill one. Country people believe it is particularly important to tell them when any member of the beekeeper's family dies or gets married. After a death, a relative must go to the hive and repeat 3 times the phrase, little brownies, your master, mistress, or whoever is dead. If this is not done, says the superstition, then the bees will either die themselves or fly away. Similarly, a bride must inform them of her marriage or they will certainly leave the hive and not return. After both these rituals, a few moments must be allowed, and if the bees begin to buzz once more, then they are content and will remain as they are. A piece of bridal or funeral cake, whichever is appropriate, should also be left by the hive for the bees to feed on. Bees, which swarm on a dead tree or hedge, are an omen of a death in the family, and it is also bad luck if a stray swarm lands on your house or land. Bees should never be sold, but bartered, and to actually give a hive to someone not only provides them with honey, but good luck also. Never move bees without telling them, says a Cornish superstition, or they will sting their owner, and if they are moved on Good Friday, they will die. Bees, which become idle or lazy, presage disaster of some kind. And if they are all seen to enter the hive and none to come out again within a short time, then rain is in the air. A bee flying into your house is an omen that a visitor will shortly arrive, while in Wales, it's claimed that a bee flying around a sleeping child indicates that he or she will have a happy life. Oh, that's nice. The bee sting is, of course, well known as a cure for rheumatism. But there is probably not another belief quite as extraordinary as the one held on both sides of the Atlantic that any girl who is a virgin can always pass safely through a swarm. The clever little creatures are apparently able to tell the difference. Bullshit, because I was a virgin the first time I got stung by a bee, so that is just not true. But I do like the little buggers. They are pretty. I am, however, allergic to them, so I don't like them to get too close, but I don't kill them. And now for our fun phrase of the day. This one is spill the beans or accidentally reveal information. Citizens of an ancient Greece voted on a matter by placing a bean in a vase. One color bean was a yes and another color bean was a no. To effect any change, the vote had to be completely unanimous. If someone accidentally spilled the beans and revealed more than one color of bean, the vote was halted. All right, so that's pretty much a literal translation of what spill the beans actually means and where it originates from. Although I'm not sure why it needs to be unanimous, but hey, I'm not an ancient Greek. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities.